365.
Get the good stuff.
Find fun by the trainload this holiday season at Napa Auto Parts with the custom Napa Lionel train set giveaway. This four-car set includes a Napa-branded diesel locomotive engine, single-dome tank car, box car with opening doors, and a caboose with interior light, complete with a 40-by-60-inch oval track. One train set will be given away at every participating Napa store. No purchase necessary. See store for official rules. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
This holiday, Kay Jewelers proudly presents the Leo Diamond, the first diamond ever to be independently measured and certified for its superior brilliance. Handcrafted by the master diamond artisans at Leo Schachter. The Leo, like all diamonds at Kay, is hand-selected to match beautifully. Collection priced from under $500 to $6,500 at Kay Jewelers, your authorized Leo Diamond jeweler.
Every kiss begins with Kay.
Visit K.com now for thousands of gift ideas, starting from under $50.
Get one now. Everybody has one. They're almost gone. They're portable, lightweight, easy to use, collapsible, convenient, and guaranteed. Get one now. The new Super Jumbo Deluxe. Handy, pre-wrapped designer colors and available in all sizes. Get one now. They won't rust, tarnish, blister, crack, or peel, but they might kill you.
Today, clear and sunny. Sunny. Next week, clear and sunny. Expected next month, clear and sunny.
Aloha and welcome to the 101st episode of Time After Island Time, the radio show that brings you music from the far sides of the world and a positive message each and every week of the year. Thank you for tuning in and most of all, spreading the gospel of Tate to your friends. We are welcoming back Mr. Michael Utley for more of his recollections on Anguilla. Michael Utley, the rest of the Coral Reefer Band, and of course Jimmy Buffett, returned from the Caribbean island of Anguilla not long ago, and on this journey they recorded an album, Jimmy Buffett Live in Anguilla. Michael Utley is a wizard of the keyboards, and he has been with Jimmy Buffett longer than anyone in Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. In addition to being the musical director of the Coral Reefer Band, Mr. Utley has produced many Buffett albums, including this most recent release from Mailboat Records, Jimmy Buffett Live in Anguilla. The album is a gem, and on this program, along with other great music, we're going to let you hear the music for yourself. I'm ready to hear some music of the Caribbean. Here is Bob Marley and the Wailers with Positive Vibration from the album Rastaman Vibration.
Thank you.
it much easier. Yeah.
Say you just can't live that negative way.
If you know what I mean,
make way for the positive day.
'Cause it's news, news and days, new time. And if it's a new feeling, yeah, said it's a new Zion. Oh, what a new day.
Da 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 Did I ever look you in my arms, look you in the eye, tell you that I do? Did I ever open up my heart and let you look inside? If I never did it, I was only waiting for a better moment that didn't come. There never could be a better moment than this one. This one,
this one is riding above the ocean, but God is riding upon his back. I've come the water and by the rainbow.
Did I ever touch you on the cheek, say that you were mine, thank you for the smile? Did I ever knock upon your door, try to get inside? If I never did it, I was only waiting for a better moment that didn't come.
Paul McCartney with This One from Tripping the Live Fantastic, his live album from back in 1989. And before that, another Mel Brooks Records artist, Chris Pierce, with his song Keep On Keepin' On from Walking on the Earth. Michael Utley produced to the newest Jimmy Buffett album, Live in Anguilla, alongside coral reefer Mac McAnally. Buffett sought out some of the rarer songs, and it made for a fantastic release. Another thing that's unique about this album is the different arrangements of the songs. We're going to play one of the songs that Utley mentioned as being one of his favorites from the album. Recorded on two different days in Anguilla, here is Jimmy Buffett live in Anguilla with One Particular Harbor.
A good beach song.
Yeah. yara se natura me aroha te ane yara te natura me aroha te ane I know I don't get there often enough, but God knows I surely try. It's a magic kind of medicine no doctor could provide. I used to rule my world from a payphone. Ships out on the sea. And now time to the hell I got. Too much stuff can't explain the life of me. But there's this one particular harbor. So far but yet so near. Where I see the days they fade away. Finally, you see me. But then I think about the good times down in the Caribbean sunshine. In my younger days, I was so bad, laughing about all the fun we ever had. I need a little bit of a rose. It's a different earth to me because listen to the drummers in the last town. Listen to the singers, make the world go.
Hey, not
A listener sent us an email about a cocktail called, believe it or not, the Mr. Utley. The listener, Mandizzle, sent this message. I just might need to try out this Mr. Utley. He sounds yummy. So I went straight to the Essential Book of Boat Drinks by Olaf Nordstrom, who is Jimmy Buffett's bartender. And I decided to try this Mr. Utley. And this is how you make it. It is pineapple juice, a few dashes of grenadine, and good quality rum. Shake it, serve it over ice. On behalf of Time After Island Time, I can assure you, knowing Jeff Pike, he's in the other room with one of these Mr. Utleys, and it is a wonderful drink. I would like to toast the most agreeable and positive member of the Coral Reefer Band, Mr. Michael Utley. So here's to you, Mr. Utley. Thank you for being the 100th and the 101st guest of Time After Island Time. Cheers. Now we take you back to our interview that we left off on the last episode of Time After Island Time with Mr. Michael Utley.
The other different thing about the album, other than duets that Buffett has done, I don't think I've ever seen an official Buffett album which featured anyone else other than Jimmy Buffett doing the lead vocals. And it really came out great, the cover that Peter Mayer sang with the band of Waiting in Vain.
Right.
Like I was saying, that's one of the great things about this release, the variety of stuff on it. Do you think there'll be more things like that, spotlighting the Coral Reefers in the future?
Definitely. I definitely think so. You know, Nadira is doing a new album, several of Jimmy's tunes, some of her originals, Max producing it, and I would imagine that next year that we'll be featuring her some more. You know, when we were out this summer and fall, instead of Peter doing the Marley tune, she would do a song, maybe one of Jimmy's tunes with Mac. So, I mean, that's going to be happening more and more, I think.
Was there any track in particular on Live in Anguilla that you especially liked?
I like the way that the version of One Particular Harbor. I think that's really, really cool. The way it starts off acoustically and goes into the full band. I don't have the DVD or CD in front of me. What are some of the more obscure ones that we do?
Distantly in Love was on it. Halloween in Tijuana. That was really cool, the way that came off.
Well, you know, having Jake there was incredible. The thing that he and Robert did, which I don't—you don't have that much of it on the CD. But at the live show, there was several minutes of them trading off. They did it on Halloween in Tijuana. You know that intro, which is always exciting, particularly to have Jake, you know, with us, and he's such an unbelievable ukulele player, musician, great guy.
Yeah, it seems like Jimmy Buffett's very good at finding new and unique musicians.
Yes.
You know,
he's always looking.
Just as far as the whole project, going out there and performing, doing the production, was there anything about the experience that you particularly liked?
You know, a lot of the people that we see at the larger venues were there. I felt like they really felt like they were a part of this thing. And
yeah,
that was really unique. You know, I mean, I was there for Live by the Bay. Parrotheads really hadn't come around yet, but that was a unique experience, you know. In a way, that's about when it started, the whole Parrothead thing. It was not too much longer after that. It was just great watching the crowd, because they definitely were into it.
So anyway, we're going to call on Mr. Robert Greenwich and Mr. Jake Shimabukuro one more time to put a little culture into this beautiful Anguilla Day before we sail to the sleazy Mexican border town. Gentlemen! Thank you. Would you like to follow that, Jake? Get to that trashy Mexican border town.
I wonder how in the hell I got here without a disguise. Should I take this last step or turn myself around and follow my intuition into that border town?
Yo quiero a bailar en México.
We do the desperation samba con los amigos.
Yo quiero a bailar en México.
We do the desperation samba con los amigos. Pretty girls, they beckon from their rooms above. Skeletons are dancing in the name of love. I don't like where I'm going, I don't know where I've been. There may be no exit till I'm going in.
Yo quiero a bailar en México.
We do the desperation samba con los amigos.
Yo quiero a bailar en México.
We do the desperation samba con los amigos. I drink because I know it's me against the moon.
Yo quiero a bailar en México.
We do the desperation samba con los amigos.
Yo quiero a bailar en México.
We do the desperation samba con los amigos.
Desperation summer, con los amigos. Yo quiero
desperation summer con los
right now. Mr. Peter Mayer is going to help us out on this. I named my son after Bob Marley. I got to do a song. Come on, let's go. This just feels right, doesn't it?
I don't want to wait in vain for your love. I don't
want to
wait in vain for your love.
From the very first time I placed my eyes on you, girl, my heart said follow through. But now I know now that I'm way down on your line. But the way this feeling shines, but don't treat me like a puppet on the string, because I know how to do my thing. And don't talk to me as if you think I'm dumb. I want to know where you're gonna come.
I don't want to wait in vain for your love. I don't want to wait in vain for your love. I don't want to wait in vain for your love.
Cause the summer is here, I'm still waiting there. It's been 3 years since I'm knocking on your door, and I still could knock some more.
Ooh, girl,
is it easy for my woman to know now? But I can knock some more. You know in life there is so much pain, but your love is my relief. Tears in my eyes burst, tears in my eyes burst, but I'm waiting, oh, I'm waiting for my turn.
Bob Marley's Waiting in Vain. And that was Peter Mayer singing the lead vocals, accompanied with Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. And before that, Halloween in Tijuana, from Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. Both of those songs are from the new Mailboat Records release, Jimmy Buffett Live in Anguilla. Now we take you back to our interview with the one and only, the dapper, the always lovable, Mr. Michael Utley.
Kind of going along the same lines as you are about the crowd, I thought about some of the little kids in the audience and how they, first of all, they got to be on the DVD, which is neat, but they'll probably remember this for the rest of their life, the time that they got to go to a Caribbean island and see Jimmy Buffett that close up. They're probably going to remember that their entire life.
Oh, yeah. And we remember it. We, you know, see, Paul, we've seen kids grow up before our eyes. You know, they start coming to the show when they're 6 or 7, and they're grown now. You know, they're 25, 26 years old, which is, it's a real treat.
Shifting another gear, has there been any side projects going on with you as far as producing or as far as Club Trini or anything else?
No, Robert and I and the rest of the Club Trini group, you know, we plan on doing another album, but it's been relatively busy with Jimmy Mac and I, you know, doing the different live albums that have come out over the past 2 or 3 years, plus the studio album. You know, that took quite a bit of time. Plus, you know, it's the touring, and like last year, we were on the road a lot more than the previous year. It's particularly, you know, from August through the first week of November. We hadn't really had the time to put our efforts into, you know, doing another Club Trini. As you know, we have the three albums that Robert and I did for MCA Master Series that we were able to get back our license from Universal, which we'd been trying to do for about 10 years because they'd been out of print for that long. So,
wow.
And we were happy about that.
Doesn't really appear as if Jimmy Buffett will ever retire, but it does seem like he's being more selective.
Yes, he is.
Do you think he's doing
more things that he, like I said, he's doing more projects that he wants to do, which is, I think, great. The Paris gig, he's been talking about that, I don't know, since the 80s. And it finally happened. It finally came to fruition. And I mean, there's other things that he's been talking about. You know, we went to Tahiti in 81, you know, to do one particular harbor. I would imagine in the near future that we'll go back there.
Well, I guess no complaints from you.
No.
Tahiti.
No.
Do you think eventually all of the shows will be smaller, more intimate ones like this?
I think so. I think there'll still be big shows. He loves doing the living room set, which he did back in 86 or 88. 88, I think it was. I think he did with Mac. You know, I mean, we have such different configurations of the band. There's the Beach Band, which is Robert and Ralph, Mac and Jimmy. And then there's the Large Beach Band, which had Pete and Jim in there, and Tina and Nadira. You know, I mean, that's what you saw on the Anguilla, you know, the beginning of the Anguilla show. Then there's the Club Trini Band, which is basically the same thing with Roger and myself and John Lovell sometimes. And then there's the full band with Doyle and just different configurations.
It's interesting to hear about all the different configurations of the Coral Reefer Band, but one thing I think is still always great is when Jimmy Buffett comes out all by himself with an acoustic guitar and plays like he began. Sometimes I wonder if in the end that's how it will be, just him and his guitar. One of the tracks from Jimmy Buffett Live in Anguilla is one of my all-time favorite Jimmy Buffett songs, and I've heard Jimmy Buffett say on many occasions it's one of his favorites too, and that's Distantly in Love. In Jimmy Buffett's own words, distance and love. This title sounds like an oxymoron. The song was written on the beach as I watched the sun drop into the Pacific Ocean. Love songs have never been easy to write. Somehow pain and regret seem to be the only things that can trigger my feelings, and songs are the only way to say what I feel. But once your feelings become a song, they don't belong to you anymore. They belong to all those people who identify with them.
Well, this is how I got to the Caribbean, me and a guitar, so I figure I better finish like this, you know.
Distantly
payphones all were ringing as the crowd went roaring by. Lovely dancers swaying to an island lullaby. Beside the southern ocean, taking stock of what's to be. Writing you this letter that you'll probably never see. Because I can't help but be part of my own philosophy. Not unique, just distantly in love. I tried to phone from Paris, thinking things could be arranged. Me and you would rendezvous, but I found your number changed. So I drove to San Remo, where that crazy painter dwells. Toasted our old photographs still up there on his shelf. Because I can't help but be ruled by my antiquities. Not unique, just distantly in love. I can't be the one to build the times in all those spaces. I can't be the one to do the blanks in empty places. I saw it from a friend of mine I heard in Timber Bay. You had a new lover who had stolen you away. That could be the reason that I never got in touch. And may present slight problems if he loves you half as much as I, who can't help but be ruled by my philosophy. Not unique, just distantly in love. You see, I can't help but be part of my own philosophy. Not unique, just distantly in love. From a distance, we'll see you. Thank you again, everybody. Have a great time. Now I get to join the party. Rock on!
There was a gentleman from Africa that has sang a couple of songs with Jimmy.
Yes, Elo, new project. Tony Brown and McAnally are producing this record along with Jimmy. He found, I think it's the Cape Verde Islands, and they've cut about 8 tracks, I believe, and they plan on cutting some more. And he's really, you know, upbeat about him. And you know, the only time I've been around him was he sat in with us in Boston at Gillette Stadium, and it was terrific.
He's really something else.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Utley, I thank you so much for being kind enough to give us another interview.
Paul.
I have to say the one thing that amazes me is that you've been with Jimmy Buffett for a very long time, and it is a very big show. It's a very big production, but you still manage to stay so down to earth.
Well,
and you're always, you know, you're always talking to the fans. So
just
wanted to say thank you for being so laid back.
Oh, you're very welcome. I enjoy it. I enjoy talking to the fans. I mean, you know, it's great. I've developed some great friendships.
Yeah.
Because they were parrot heads, you know. So it's a pleasure for me being able to, you know, to have the one-on-one, like doing these gigs, the Anguilla and the Paris. You're able to talk to people. You know, I mean, we used to play out in front of the show, the Club Trini, and we were able to talk to different people. And then, you know, we do the Meeting of the Minds, and that's another time. You know, we do these other charity events with the Parent Head Clubs. We get something back, you know, and it's really nice.
Well, I thank you for your time again. And before you go, is there anything you'd like to say to all those people out there?
Just keep having fun and keep coming to the shows. And I tell you what, no, it's just, I just keep enjoying the music because we do. We enjoy playing for you, and it's our pleasure to do it.
All right, Mr. Utley. Well, I hope that we have another interview someday, and thank you for being the 100th episode of Time After Island Time.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a great privilege to be the 100th, you know, broadcast.
You know, you've got a story, stick to it. We got to go further into that discussion right now, okay? We got a whole song about it. The kindergarten king of excuses, Sister Mary Mojo's old heart to a trick. What can I say? The dog ate my homework, but I can play the game. Love me anyway. Alibis, angles, tales from the tropics, they come to my mind so easy and quick. Spaceman from Mars stole all of my money, but I can play the game. They love me just the same. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my life and all that I've got. Call me a liar, call me a writer, believe me or not. What's that word? I think I'm eccentric, but I can play the game. Love is just a thing. Revelations I love when that happens. Quicker than lizards I choose and I pick. In 100 years this all won't matter. I would play the game. Love is just a thing. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my life and all that I've got. Call me a liar, call me a writer. Believe me or not. Believe me or not.
Michael Utley, and you're listening to Time After Island Time.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, from the new Jimmy Buffett album, Live in Anguilla. I'd like to invite all of you out there to get in touch with me via email, taitradio@gmail.com. That's taitradio@gmail.com. We're going to play another cut from Jimmy Buffett Live in Anguilla, the new release from Mailboat Records. We're going to play one of the old ones, They Don't Dance Like Carmen No More. In Jimmy Buffett's own words, I loved Carmen Miranda before I knew her name. Her hat was filled with fruit piled up to the sky. I guess this song came out of my Cuban period when I first got to Key West and came in contact with the Latin passion for fun. Here is Jimmy Buffett with They Don't Dance Like Carmen No More.
For anybody who came dressed as Carmen Miranda, we've resurrected one here for you. So, I guess this is where the costume thing started. I don't know. Oh, no, the yellow shirts are here. Hey!
Walking down new streets, the music is loud. Neon signs bring in tumultuous crowd. I'm just an old man, I'd probably get sore.
Ow!
'Cause they don't dance like Carmen no more.
The Reaperettes are here. Tina and Madeira.
She and Okuge, my what a pair. Doing the rumba, there's no one else there. Sliding and gliding across Hollywood floor. 'Cause they don't dance like Carmen no more.
Oh yeah, Marvin Garden, Albacado.
She had a big hat, my it was high.
Had bananas and mangoes and junior bits and cheeseburgers piled in the sky. How'd she get balanced?
Said I wouldn't dare. Still they don't dance like Carmen O'Ware. But the lady's not with her, she died long ago. And they don't run her movies on late midnight show. 'Cause the kids would get restless, grown-ups would snore. 'Cause they don't dance like Carmen no more. Hey, she and Okuge, my what a pair. Doing the rumba, there's no one else there. Sliding and gliding across Hollywood floor. But they don't dance like Carmen no more. Nah, don't dance like Carmen no more. Nah, they don't dance like Carmen no more. Don't dance like Carmen no more.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to this music on this very special episode of Time After Island Time. For more on Jimmy Buffett Live in Anguilla, check out mailboatrecords.com. Thank you again to the always agreeable, always smiling Mr. Michael Utley. To check out his side project, go to clubtrini.com. And to check out his boss's website, margaritaville.com. Thank you to all of the Buffett News sites for all of the support they do to Time After Island Time. Check out BuffettNews.com, BuffettWorld.com, and JimmyDreams.com. One of the coolest things about Time After Island Time is the opportunity to try and send a good message to others. Turning people on to good music is one of the most satisfying things in the world. That's why I'm going to play a tune from John Goodwin's new album, Nashville. If you want to be honest about it, every person is in the same boat as you are. Keep that in mind and you'll feel a lot more at peace. Here is John Goodwin with The Same Boat. Keep on listening, aloha, and one love.
I know a whole lot of people are feeling so far apart. forget that behind what's different, we all have a heart. And the things that seem to divide us are just in our minds. If we open our eyes to the truth, I know we would find we're all in the same world, living under the same sky. We're all doing our best to do our best and keep a flame of love alive. We're all sailing the same sea, making a one-time trip. We're all in the same boat, so why can't it be a friendship? Sometimes we forget that we're really not in it alone. We may live in different houses, but it's all the same home. And no matter how much we possess, one day we'll be gone. And the only thing that matters is the love that we've shown. 'Cause we're all in the same world, living under the same sky. We're all doing our best to do our best and keep a flame of love alive. We're all sailing the same sea, making a one-time trip. We're all in the same boat, so why can't it be a friendship? We're all sailing the same sea, making a one-time trip. We're all in the same boat, so why can't it be a friendship? We're all in the same boat, so please let it be a friendship.
Time After Island Time was produced by Jeff Pike and Paul Leslie at Jeff Pike Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. For Time After Island Time and Jeff Pike Music Limited Productions. Copyright 2003, all rights reserved. Visit us on the web at jeffpike.com and myspace.com/timeafterislandtime. See you next time on Time After Island Time.
Live 365.
Your station, your personally designed format. Broadcast on the world's best internet broadcasting provider. Legally, with full royalty and bandwidth coverage. Get broadcasting. The first week's free at live365.com/DJ.
The best gifts ever.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
I'm buying my brother Bob a brand new Casio digital camera for Christmas, which the smart folks from Radio Shack told me takes video, too. And then one day, he'll be out testing his camera with a SanDisk 4-gig memory card and capture this amazing moment where a mime gets attacked by a bunch of squirrels. And I'll put it on the web, and this famous Hollywood producer will see it, love the way it was shot, and sign Bob to a huge deal to direct his first feature film. And it'll all begin with my gift from Radio Shack.
Don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff.
Hi, this is Tall Paul, and you're listening to RadioJimmyDreams.com.
Starved to death. The moon over Cuba likes the way to Key West. at sea and my poor brother died. I pounded the boat with my fists as I cried. This Havana flamingo will fly, and whatever I face I'll survive. If you wanna break my spirit, you can try. Havana flamingo will fly. Este flamingo de la Habana volará. Y cualquiera que me enfrente yo resistiré. Si tú quieres romper mi alma, tú puedes intentarlo. Flamingo de la Habana, flamingo de la Habana, flamingo de la Habana volará, volará, volará. But the smell of a new life is sweet in the air. The shoreline is calling in the soft morning light, like a place in a dream that I've seen all my life. And the sun fills the sky like a red paper fan, as I fall to my knees and my lips kiss the sand. Oh, Miss Havana flamingo will fly, and whatever I face, I'll survive. If you wanna break my spirit, you can try. Havana flamingo will fly. Este flamingo de la Habana volará. Y cualquiera que me enfrente yo resistiré. Si tú quieres romper mi alma, tú puedes intentarlo. Flamingo de la Habana volará. Si tú quieres romper mi alma, tú puedes intentarlo. Flamingo de la Habana, flamingo de la Habana, flamingo de la Habana volará, volará, volará.
It's a different point of view, perspective they say. Some see black, some see white, others shades of gray. If in between the two extremes is what this life is all about, it might be a whole lot easier to wait till the movie comes out. Understanding, there's no need to shout. In my opinion, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And the rumors that I'm spreading is not the gossip that you heard. And the juicy details I've implied is not the slander you've inferred. Top 40 songs are pounding in my brain. A lifelong sentence in the radio jail for the music. perfectly inane. I prefer those love songs with lyrics left unsaid. And I'll tune in and sing along to the melodies in your head. It's a different point of view, perspective they say. Some see black, some see white, others shades of gray. If in between the two extremes is what this life is all about, it might be a whole lot easier to wait till the movie comes out.